You're listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Thursday, May 16th. More than 500 candidates for graduation will participate in the TAMIU 2013 Spring Commencement Ceremonies Saturday, May 18th in the Kinesiology and Convocation Building. Ceremonies for the College of Arts and Sciences start at 9 a.m. A.R. Sanchez Junior School of Business and the College of Nursing and Health Sciences begin at 1 p.m. and the College of Education ceremonies start at 4:30 p.m. For a link to a live stream broadcast of the ceremonies, visit tamiu.edu/commencement. TAMIU alumna Andrea Beatty accepted an offer to pursue joint doctoral study in public policy and social science at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Beatty is one of 15 candidates chosen for the program from a total of 350 applicants. Her fully funded UM educational package offer is estimated at more than $250,000. As a TAMIU adjunct instructor, Beatty taught national and state government to 400 students at TAMIU this spring and has been active in the university community over the years. In 2010, she traveled to Singapore with a group of faculty members and students for a Sociology of Science survey funded by the National Science Foundation. The group included TAMIU political science, sociology, and biology students and explored the cultural and geographical differences and transmission of tacit skills in East Asian graduate science programs. She was also a member of TAMIU's inaugural class of six university students chosen to take part in the Center for Public Leadership, John F. Kennedy School of Government Latino Leadership Initiative at Harvard University. She offered advice to students not yet decided on their future career path. I would advise them to spend time early on to try to figure out who they are so they can figure out what kind of profession fits them. Childhood media consumption does not contribute to or predict later adult delinquents, according to a recent study by TAMIU Chair and Associate Professor of Psychology, Dr. Christopher Ferguson. He said, "We basically find that genetics and some social issues combine to predict later adult arrests. Despite ongoing concerns about media influences, media exposure does not seem to function as a risk factor for adult criminality." The study used data from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, which included a representative sample of U.S. adolescents. He said, "Genetics alone doesn't seem to trigger criminal behavior, but in combination with harsh upbringing, you can see negative outcomes. In our sample, experiencing maternal warmth seemed to reduce the impact of genetics on adult criminality. Results demonstrate that exposure to maternal affection can have the potential to decrease criminal behaviors in those who might otherwise be at risk." He added that this research can help focus on issues which really matter, such as family environment, and those that don't, like media consumption. He said, "People may object morally to some of the content that exists in the media, but the question is whether the media can predict criminal behavior. The answer seems to be no." For more information, contact Ferguson at cferguson@tamiu.edu or call 956-326-2636. How to better lead and manage a nonprofit organization is the focus of a new online non-degree certificate in nonprofit leadership and management to be offered at TAMIU this fall. The certificate, offered online to bachelor's degree holders, is part of the university's Master of Public Administration program and includes four classes or 12 semester credit hours. The postgraduate certificate, with each class lasting 5 weeks, can be completed in 1 year. It is ideal for those working in nonprofit organizations, master's degree holders, or graduate students in any discipline, or those interested in nonprofit organizations. For more information, contact Dr. Margaret Broxton at 956-326-2630 or email margaret.broxton@tamiu.edu. One last opportunity remains this month for assistance with your college financial aid application. On Thursday, May 23rd, the Office of Student Financial Aid will host its final free application for Federal Student Aid Day for students and parents needing assistance with the financial aid application process. The event takes place in the Senator Judith Safanini Student Success Center, Suite 201. Help will be available to submit financial aid applications, ask questions about financial aid, and submit pending financial aid documents. For more information, contact Laura Elizondo, TAMIU Director of Financial Aid at 956-326-2225 or email financialaid@tamiu.edu. And for more information on these and other stories, visit us at tamiu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.